Let's get to some football, man. What's up?
What you got weight-wise now?
285, 290. I'm in that area right now. The tweener.
Yeah.
I haven't got official weight yet.
So that's not quite big enough for nose tackle 4.3 is what they're saying. More 3 technique you're going
yeah,
for?
Yeah. Who said it's a specific weight, though?
We like to stereotype.
I got you. I mean, long as you can hold your own in the inside, you'll be all right.
Yeah, but you dropped the weight.
Yeah.
What did you do to drop the weight?
A lot of cardio. Just been trying to watch what I eat, monitoring that. Just diet habits, really. And that's it, really. Just not trying to eat like a lot.
Kevin, you ready to play the bulk of the reps in camp? You expect them to come in and get some help right now? You're about to
open up. Yeah, I know. These guys, the coaching staff and the GMs, they get everything rolling to the point where we can get some help in and get the guys in that's the camps, the people that can help us in. But yeah, I'm here. I mean, it is what it is.
But how does that make you feel that they, you know, re-signed you and wanted you to drop the weight and had confidence that you'd be one of their guys and they feeling guys around you?
It always feels good to be wanted. And having a place to call your home, just trying to sell off that and just go off and go from that and build on it from last year, man, and just keep my thing rolling. That's all.
How nerve-wracking was this offseason? It's unlike any that you've ever had before.
It was real crazy. Like I said, in this lockout, been a long time, and football is back, and I think everybody is wanting it. It's been a crazy time. I mean, that's all you could do is just try to be patient and work through it and have faith in our guys that was over the situation, so.
Kevin, just to be clear, it was your idea to drop the weight or their idea?
My idea. It wasn't the coach's idea at all. Just me getting back to my college weight. I know how I was in college. I know what I could do at this weight in a 4-3 system and just trying to go from there. I haven't seen Coach Fox yet. Hopefully he'll be thrilled to see that I have lost weight, but.
Did you let anybody know that you were doing this? I mean, it's not like you need to make an announcement.
No, I had talked to Coach Nunley and everything like that, and expressed what I was doing, and told him how much I was, and he was excited about it, and was glad to see me doing it, and so I mean, it's not I don't think it's a real big major issue like that. I mean, my weight loss or nothing like that, but if they need me to get bulked up, I got a couple of days to get. Couple weeks to get some more pounds on me. So,
in any kind of labor agreement, there's three sides: there's people that are hardcore, you know, labor, the owners, and then there's the people who are just waiting to get back to their job and
yes,
accept whatever the deal is. Where did you fall?
Well, that guy that's trying to get his job and just waiting to get back into his job. The higher powers and those guys were battling and getting out the deal done. So, I was a guy that was sitting back waiting. To come back to work, so that's why I'm here.
Kevin, there's a notion that teams with new coaches, there's 8 of them, six who were hired after the season ended, that they're going to be behind the 8-ball a little bit compared to veteran teams that have had their systems in place for years. Do you buy that notion? Do you think that everyone's coming?
Right, now everybody's, it's a learning curve for everybody. I mean, if you knew it from last year, you still got to refresh it in your mind. If in college, you're coming in as a rookie, you still got to learn the defense. So right now, you're still learning all the systems back over again, getting everything back to norm. It's more classroom time now anyway, without it being the 2 days eliminated, a lot of walkthroughs. So this learning curve will be cured real fast.
Kevin, was there ever a doubt in your mind that the season wouldn't happen? And if it didn't, what you might do?
I didn't think it wasn't going to happen. I knew it's too much at risk and too much to lose that without having a season. So I knew it was going to happen eventually, but when we didn't know. But now that it is, let's go. I mean, and I'm happy that it's back, and I know everybody else is too, so you're right.
Good feeling to sweat again and get back into the, how'd you feel out there today?
We didn't do anything today.
Or the first conditioning, you doing conditioning?
Nah, I've been working out on my own at Regis High School, and that's it. We haven't done anything today. Tomorrow is today.
How familiar have you been able to get with the new playbook, and what do you think of it?
I haven't seen it at all. Actually, when I leave you guys, I'm going to Coach Nunley. So that's my learning curve, finna start the new system now. Trying to get a little jump on it and just go from there.
How much weight did you drop from last year from your peak?
20 pounds. Yeah, I left. I left the season at 308. Well, 305. Came back 285.
Do you think camp might be a little bit ragged just because, you know, nobody's gonna be in football shape? Everybody's coming in kind of frenzy.
I mean, it is. I mean, cause you. I mean, like I said, guys don't know. I mean, you know what to do on some aspect of a training wise, but I don't know if the guys were pushing themselves to the max because they didn't want to cause an injury. You don't know if guys had injuries or you just don't know the situation of the guys that's coming in or what it is that they were doing on this offseason. So it might be a little rough for the first couple weeks and then get the rust off and then we'll be back to normal.
How difficult was it working on your own, pushing yourself mentally?
That's something you got to do as a pro. I mean, and I just run. I mean, and you know how to push yourself to the limit and try to push yourself to the limit without overdoing it to a tear or a pull or a muscle strain or something like that. But you just had to push yourself. I mean, you know how to run 20s and time yourself and run 40s and time yourself or gashers, whatever you may run. You just got to just maintain it.
Kevin, how much of a concern is it that, you know, you train differently than other guys and you work together that much, that early on in camp there are going to be possibly a lot more muscle pulls and things like that? Do you almost have to pace yourself even if your coaches are pushing you harder?
You want to give it your all, but at the same time, like you said, you guys are not in football shape. Guys are not in game shape to play right now. So I think everybody as a collective group going to be working with each other with the amount of reps we take in practice, how many we take, how many we do. I mean, just the tempo of things. So, I mean, yeah, we're going to have to work with each other to try to prevent that.
Kevin, as a guy who plays a position where there's a lot of contact on every single play, are you looking forward to not having two-a-day practices with that full contact that you had, you know, previous training camp?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a plus. But at the same time, like I said, the learning curve from the field to the classroom is even more important now. I mean, and that's something that you got to transfer from the room to the field. With that being said, I mean, the pounding is going to happen. And so, I mean, you just play with your hands, play with your technique, and just take the pounders.